104
Melbourne FM. Oi, welcome back to 104 Melbourne FM. Oh, sih ada cerita. Mantap. Hari ini gue senang banget nemenin kalian semua di podcast hari ini. By the way, buat yang dengerin di Spotify, hari ini gue ada di YouTube karena gue pakai Zoom meeting. Jadi silahkan kalian check out kita di YouTube, boleh. Apa kabarnya kalian semua? Semoga kalian semua sehat. Dan di sini gue mau, di sini gue tuh lagi buat kayak opening baru juga gitu. Gue lagi buat kayak segmen-segmen gitu. Dan basically hari ini gue bakal punya segmen yang namanya Half Truth Statement. Jadi kita akan membahas segala statement di dunia ini, baik yang rohani maupun yang sekuler, biasa aja. Tapi kadang kita tuh kan suka nyeletuk satu statement yang sebenarnya kita tuh ya gak paham-paham banget maksudnya apa gitu. Nah kan gak enak juga kan kalau kita tuh ngobrol sama orang tapi setelah dipikir-pikir, iya ya, gue tuh juga sebenarnya nggak ngerti maksud kata-kata itu apa. Nah makanya di segmen hari ini gue pengen ngebahas lebih dalam lagi bersama bintang tamu gue juga, untuk ngebahas statement-statement yang sering kita keluarkan di dunia ini yang kita tuh mungkin kadang nggak tahu artinya. Jadi kita pengen meluruskan supaya ini juga bisa mengedukasi kita semua. Gitu aja sih, semoga kalian enjoy and let's check it out. So, who created Satan? Did God create Satan?
Lebih tepatnya, I wouldn't say God created Satan. I would say God created who Satan was. Yaitu kan kita tahu memang Alkitab mengajarkan bahwa Satan itu adalah fallen angels. Who created the angels? God. So, it's God who created who Satan was. Okay, I think you asked the wrong question. I think the question that you want to ask me is not who created Satan. I think the question that you want to ask me, that everybody is asking, is this: where does evil come from?
Yeah, boleh.
Nah kan pertanyaannya kan angel kan pada mulanya kan angel. I mean Satan kan pada mulanya angel, which is good. Kok bisa tiba-tiba that angel suddenly have the desire for evil and then become evil? Gimana? Itu kan pertanyaannya kan. So the question is not so much where Satan come from, kan? Because we know, the Bible is clear. Satan is fallen angel. Yeah. Who created angel? God. But the ultimate question is, where does evil come from? Yeah. Kok tiba-tiba bisa muncul itu desire for evil itu dari mana? Isn't that the question?
Yeah.
How long do I have? Okay. Let me give the short answer. Kalau kita udah ngomongin evil, one thing that the Bible is very clear. God hates evil. Okay. Gak banyak loh di Alkitab yang God hates. But evil is one of them that God hates. Absolutely hates evil. God cannot stand even a speck of evil. So we know evil itu something that we cannot tolerate whatsoever. Evil is an existence yang Tuhan itu does not even want us to try to comprehend. Okay, he does not want us to even tolerate even a speck of evil. The point is God hates evil, therefore we must hate evil. Agree, yeah? So far agree? Okay, his why is important. If that's the case, there it makes sense. Kenapa Alkitab nggak pernah menjelaskan originate evil? Dari mana awalnya datangnya evil? Because here's what I know about humankind, about all of us. Sewaktu kita sudah bisa menjelaskan origin of something, we begin to tolerate that thing.
sorry, tolerate, tapi maksudnya gimana tolerate as in?
Kayak contoh, misalnya kita lihat serial killer today ya, serial killer. Of course, we should hate them, right? We should be angry. Dia udah bunuh banyak orang, right? That is wrong. But if we understand why he acts that way, why he did what he did, kemudian kita mulai telusuri masa lalunya. Oh, ternyata dari broken home. Oh, ternyata papanya pernah abuse dia. Oh, ternyata begini-begini. And then what happened? We begin to tolerate the serial murder. The evil become less and less and less. Kenapa? Karena kita udah mulai understand the origin of why the serial killer become a serial killer. You start to find reason. Ngerti maksudku ya? Jadi evil become less evil the moment you can explain the origin of that evil. And I think the same principle apply. Ini by the way does not come from me. I'm not that smart. Ini yang come out with this argument namanya Christopher Wright. And Christopher Wright said, I think the ultimate reason why Tuhan nggak pernah jelasin kita the origin of evil is because kalau kita Tuhan kasih tahu dari mana datang evil, bla bla bla, Tuhan kasih tahu kita jelas, we begin, oh gitu toh. And we begin to see evil as less evil. Sedangkan God does not want that. God of the Bible simply said, I hate evil. I cannot tolerate evil. So, this is one of the mystery that I don't think we will ever solve until we meet Jesus face to face.
Tapi,
but I'm happy with that. I'm happy with this explanation, with Christopher Wright explanation.
Wait. Tadi kita lagi ngomongin the origin. Bentar.
Dari mana datangnya evil?
Kan kita lagi ngomongin dari mana datangnya evil. Bukankah jawabannya berarti si Lucifer itu?
Enggak, Lucifer kan fallen angel. Tapi desire of evil itu dari mana? Kan evil itu desire. Bukan a person.
Jadi Lucifer itu produk.
Jadi kan Lucifer tiba-tiba punya keinginan untuk menyaingi Tuhan.
Tapi ya si...
Jadi Tuhan. Desire itu dari mana muncul? Desire evil itu dari mana muncul?
Dan kalau curang ya berarti tapi Tuhan izinkan itu terjadi.
Ya itu of course.
Curang.
Curang. But out of all the books that I read, Christopher Wright is the one that I think gave me the most logical explanation. Karena memang benar.
If I can... Lagi, sorry.
Ya lanjut, kenapa?
Kalau jawabannya gini gimana? Aduh, kok aku takut ya ngomongnya ya. Kalau jawabannya gini gimana? Ya, itu happen karena biar Tuhan tuh dimuliakan.
Of course.
Enggak. Well.
Itu argumennya John Piper. John Piper wrote a brilliant book on sin and basically ultimately everything happened for the glory of God. Okay, judul bukunya nih. This is the second best book on that I've ever read. Okay. Yang ini yang John Piper tulis on sin, it's called Spectacular Sin. Short book, very short book, but it's brilliant. On basically on judulnya aja the keren ya, Spectacular Sin. Bagaimana sin ultimately itu benar-benar point to the glory of God. Okay. And this one, the one that I talk about, by Christopher Wright. Judulnya The God I Don't Understand. And in this book, dia basically explain one of the few questions that he deal with as is the origin of evil. Yang question, yang answer yang barusan I just give you guys. And I agree with both of them. Piper is right. Sin is ultimately for the glory of God. And the way he explained it is brilliant. And also, Christopher Wright is right in the way that the reason Tuhan gak explain the origin of evil to us because God does not want us to tolerate even a bit of evil. Every time I talk to person about they want to know the origin of evil, to be honest, that's the best answer I can give. I cannot satisfy the origin of evil. Karena Alkitab nggak jawab. So if Alkitab nggak jawab, it's better for me to not try to be smarter than the Bible.
Ya. Mantap lah, mantap. Aku pengen kasih satu statement sneak peek buat mungkin, I don't know, next episode or whatever lah. Tapi this morning kayak I woke up and then tiba-tiba di YouTube-ku keluarnya ini. Si Koyoshi tahu Ben Shapiro enggak sih?
Enggak.
Pokoknya ada satu orang yang bilang bahwa a lot of things in Old Testament itu tuh illustration. And you disagree, right?
Yeah, I disagree fully.
Okay. Tapi nanti mari kita, maksud okay nggak kalau kita nanti kapan-kapan ngobrolin kesana?
Boleh.
Siap.
Itu lebih ke arah expertise-nya apologetic people sih itu. Tapi I can help you with that, but not as much. Kalau kamu mau, yaitu the right people to talk about that is Koyaku. Cuma belum kenal ya, belum kenal.
Koyoshi kenal tapi, maksudnya pernah ngobrol atau?
Ini aku diundang khotbah di gereja dia. Jadi, tapi yang bahasa Inggris ya. Dia ada ibadah yang bahasa Inggris. So he asked me to record my sermon.
Oh, kapan? Soon.
Pertengahan Agustus. Jadi I have to record a sermon and send it to dia punya gereja.
Ah.
Terus topiknya lagi. I was like, topiknya mission and persecution. I'm like, hah? Ini gue pertama kali khotbah di gereja dia dikasih topiknya mission and persecution. Ini kayak dia gak mau ngundang gue balik. Kayak topik pertama datang gue langsung dikasih mission and persecution.
Iya. Dia tuh Surabaya kan ya?
Surabaya.
Oke lah. Thank you banget kok. Sangat menjawab. Some of my questions. Nanti kalau aku random tiba-tiba kepikiran, tak catat dulu, terus nanti kita ngobrol-ngobrol lagi. Terima kasih, begitu saja. Thank you buat semua teman-teman yang sudah mendengarkan podcast gue, ada di YouTube dan Spotify. Silahkan cek. Thank you lagi sekali lagi ya buat Koyoshi.
Thank you for the privilege, Raffaello.
Nanti kita ngobrol-ngobrol lagi next time. Udah gitu aja. Don't forget to share and like kalau kalian berpikir podcast gue bermanfaat. Thank you. Bye-bye semuanya.
Bye.